Henry VIII's most trusted advisor in Hilary Mantel's finale to the award-winning Thomas Cromwell series, The Mirror and the Light.
Lord Cromwell, you will bring this matter to a conclusion. We shall not come here to debate again.
And revisit Elizabeth Bennet's search for love in Pride and Prejudice.
Do not consider me now as an elegant female, intending to plague you, but as a rational creature, speaking the truth from her heart.
Listen to these and many more audiobooks now on the free BBC Sounds app.
This is BBC Radio 3. And now at 4 o'clock, it's time for this week's Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Sunny Sounds from Martin Buscaglia, hailed by some as Uruguay's answer to Beck due to his genre-mixing experimental approach. And that was Menamore from Martin's new album, Basta da Musica. If you're interested in hearing more sounds from Uruguay, can I just point you in the direction of last month's Music Planet road trip to Montevideo, which is still available on BBC Sounds. I'm Catherine Tickell, bringing you a range of music from around the globe. We've got a classic track from Thomas Mfumo later on. But here on Music Planet this week, I'm going to be alerting you to some really interesting new initiatives available on the web to give you access to music you might otherwise never get to hear. I'm going to be speaking to the founder of the fantastic Moroccan Tapes website. But first, here's something from another project called Music from Saharan WhatsApp, where every month an artist or group from the Sahel region records an EP on a mobile phone. And it gets transmitted over WhatsApp and uploaded to Bandcamp, where it'll live for 1 month only, and then the next month's EP gets uploaded, and so on for the rest of this year. So, here's Jacques Oldbadou playing the tidni, the Mauritanian lute, and it's such a great sound and such an unexpected combination here with his drum machine in the background. Thank you. from Mauritania in northwest Africa. That was the March offering from the monthly Sahel Sounds Music from Saharan WhatsApp project. Go and check out what they've got up there for April now. But remember that each EP is only available for a month, downloadable on a pay-what-you-want basis, with all money going directly to the artists. In a few minutes' time, we're going to be hearing music from another really fascinating initiative, the Moroccan Tapes website, so don't miss that. Meanwhile, I don't know if you remember the banjo-tastic delights of Abigail Washburn and Bella Fleck's session for Music Planet back in February, but here's Abigail's latest single. It's produced by Bella, but this time her musical partner is Wu Fei, who plays the gusheng, the ancient Chinese zither. And I love the way they share and explore connections and traditions. This is a melding of a 1920s composition by North Carolina banjo player Frank Jenkins and a song of the Uyghurs, an ethnic minority from northwest China.
Come all you roving cowboys, bound down this lonely Lowlandy rail. I'll tell to you a story while you around me stand.
唱起了歌,
I'm gonna quit this wild west. It's a bleak and stormy place, for I'm thinking I will leave you to never return again.
七彩的岁月是这样也很热.
Sweetheart, my dear sweetheart, for sure, dear, I can't get along. Left my dear old father, my country and my home.
踏过了天下,
I left my dear old mother for to weep and to moan. Gonna be a rolling cowboy with the cattle roll. Oh dear, with many a parting tear, my father. 找的人儿啊，就是你。哎呀呀，美丽的阿巴尔古里，我骑着马儿唱起了歌，走过了伊犁，看见了美。美丽的阿巴尔古里，
Faye and Abigail Washburn, marrying old-timey music and Chinese folk song with that magical mingling of Roving Cowboy and Ava Guli. You're listening to Music Planet, I'm Catherine Tickell, and in these times of lockdown, I've found music to be a real comfort, it's a diversion, an escape, and I've just discovered a website which has enabled me to disappear from my house here in Northumberland and lose myself in a world of Moroccan music. The website's dedicated to collecting and sharing rare cassettes from Morocco, many of them totally unavailable outside the country. And it was set up by Casablanca-born, Brooklyn-based musician and composer Amino Belyamani, perhaps a natural consequence of his love of traditional Moroccan music and analogue technology. Amino is a founding member of the group Dawn of MIDI, and he'll be speaking to us from his home in New York in just a couple of minutes. But let's start with the music. Amino's chosen four tracks for us. Here's the first one. It's a group called Ashesh. Of Ashesh, giving us a touch of the Ahwash style there, and that's one of the many treasures to be found on the Moroccan Tapes website. And website founder Amino Belyamani joins us now from his home in Brooklyn, New York. Amino, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. Before you tell us about Moroccan Tapes, the website, are there any little nuggets of information you can give us about the music we just heard?
Well, the interesting thing about the Ashesh group is that it's actually, even though it can sound to a foreign ear like traditional music, folk music, whatever, but it's really not. It's what we call a Czech group beat, taking the word group, so it's not even a word that's indigenous. It's from English word group. Tagrupit, meaning it's like band, meaning there it's this wave of new bands that came about around the 70s that were like, you know, kind of like all over the world. You had the Rolling Stones in the UK, and you had like Led Zeppelin, and you have, you know, in America, you have the fusion and the funk. And in Morocco also, we had our own, excuse me, the New York Sirens. I tried to close the window and it's still loud. Anyways, yeah, so Arshash was one of the many groups in the 70s that were forming, and they were using instruments from different real traditions of the Moroccan folkloric heritage. So the Gimri is from Gnawa music, and a lot of people know Gnawa. It's not a... So anyone that would hear Arshash or this tape, they would think, oh, this is great traditional music. Well, it's not really traditional. And that's what's really amazing about the creativity of Moroccan musicians, is that they have that idea that you can fuse other traditions within the country and it still make it sound authentic, you know? It doesn't sound immediately like fusion like you would hear in other genres in the world. And so that track specifically, Tamsus, is they were using the Ahwash rhythms, but not with the same instrumentation. Ahwash rhythms are usually, or instrumentation is usually just drums. So you have a big drum that's like the size of Bonham's bass drum, basically, that kind of big kind of bass drum with a cow skin. So it's really thick, and it's played with like either a huge, large stick or whatever you can find. So sometimes I've seen them play with pipes straight up because it's so big and he needs to have the thumping sound. Then you have all these smaller frame drums, and those are the ones that do the improvisational kind of stuff. And then a big line of men or women, depending on the village, that sing, and that's it. And sometimes you have flutes too, but that's it. And in this case, the there is no big drum. The big drum is the gimri. This is what's so interesting. And so they use that low end of the of a bass instrument to mimic what a huge bass drum does. And then they did all the singing, Ahwesh style, obviously, with the nice little subtle harmonies every now and then. But that's it. So it's really not Ahwesh either, but they just took that musical style and incorporated in their band and made that track like that. And I think it's really, really amazing, especially the effect of the gimbri taking place of the bass drum, you know.
The track we just heard and many more can be heard on the Moroccan Tapes website. So can you tell us a little bit more about the website? Why did you set it up in the first place?
Well, you know, I'm a musician, I'm a full-time musician, and I'm a Moroccan... born and raised Moroccan citizen, so I've always loved archiving my own kind of heritage music, and I would always like to go to a friend's house that had music that I didn't have, and then we'd have hard drive swaps, that kind of thing. That was all throughout my life, in college or recently or even as a young child. And then over the years, collecting all these different folkloric archives, not only tapes, so even just digital hard drives, MP3s, whatever, I started realizing that maybe it'd be time to consolidate everything into one thing. And for a while, I wasn't sure how to do that. And then I said, maybe I should join my other passion, which is actually development. I love to code and doing software development. I was like, maybe I should join both of those things and make a project where I'll develop a website for these tapes, and then it'll be a fun project, and it'll at the same time, I know it will never be a finished project because it's endless, the amounts of tapes, and also I'll make it open to the public so that they can contribute, and that's what I did. And in fact, already I have at least three people that have already sent boxes that are sitting right here in front of me under the piano in my living room, waiting to be converted. So it's going to be endless. It's a lifelong project now.
And you've chosen a few tracks for our listening enjoyment today. What's coming up next?
Yeah, so Hussein Slawi is also another amazing artist, and he was from the early time. This is why I categorized it in the website as early Shaabi, because at that time there wasn't Shaabi yet. Shaabi meaning popular music. It's the same equivalent as pop in the West. So the category of pop didn't exist. So that's why I called it early Shaabi, because he was the precursor of all that. And after that, then all the other Shaabi subcategories got defined. So basically, in a nutshell, he was this very young artist who incorporated kind of theatrical elements and comedic elements to the music, meaning he would write his own lyrics, write his own kind of rhymes, and use the Moroccan rhythms that were already available at hand, and made something really new. He contributed so much in those early years, especially in the 40s, you know, when Morocco was still colonized by France and Morocco was kind of the hub for the West to defeat the Germans. You know, Churchill met in Casablanca with Roosevelt, all that. So it was all during that time. And so this track is kind of about that, about when the Americans just showed up in Morocco. And so it's kind of very tongue-in-cheek song, talking about that, talking about the blue eyes of Americans. And yeah, it's really a great song.
Ay 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 على هاد الزمان وشنو صار دخلت الماريكا الناس تقوات ونسى علينا جارو دخلت الماريكا الناس تقوت ونسى علينا جارو حتى من العزايزات هدار نقاب على سوين قوم شارو المجوجات داروا سباب المجوجات داروا سباب على رجالتهم غابوا الزين والعين الزرقا جنب قنقر اليوم يمشيو بالفرقة البنات ما فخير شحال منه معشوقة ندارو لها الشام لا ماريكان سمع غير اوكي اوكي هذا مكان الطوبيس ما لقيت نوبتي يمال وشمال ما تسوى سي كلمتي حتى من فيلو الطاكسي دارو لها الشان الامريكان سمع غير اوكي اوكي هذا مكان
Hussein Slowey with a tongue-in-cheek account of Operation Torch, the day the American troops landed in Morocco in 1942 to fight the Germans. And that's another track from the Moroccan Tapes website set up by Amino Belyamani. And Amino, you're based in New York, but originally from Casablanca. So did nostalgia for your childhood have a little part to play in setting up the website? I mean, is that track typical of the sort of music you heard when you were a child?
Well, kind of, actually, because my dad is... So Slowey is also a nickname. It's not his real last name, Hussein Slowey. The city of Saleh, which is the sister city of Rabat. Like, there's Rabat and Saleh. Like, the river is what separates those two cities. And if you're from Saleh, you're Slowey. That's the name, you know, like Londonian, you know. So Slowey, meaning Hussein, was from the city of Saleh. And my father is Slowey, too, born and raised. So even though I was born and raised in Casablanca, I have Slowey blood in me. So my dad would play those cassettes in the car, at home. So I also grew up listening to that music, especially Hussein Slowey.
You're a musician yourself. You've got the trio Dawn of Midi and various other projects. So how do these, if they do, how do these vintage tapes influence the music that you make?
A lot, actually. And even before the launch of the website, Moroccan music has always been a big influence because, once again, it's so rich and so diverse. It has so many hidden tools that musicians can use, especially rhythmically, polyrhythmically. Morocco, people sometimes forget, but it's an African country, so we have all those African polyrhythms within our culture, in our blood. In fact, the next tape we'll listen to, Malma Hassaniya, is a real example that these are women. These are not even like musicians, quote unquote, like that have like gigs and tour and everything. They have other jobs and stuff, but they have such high level musicianship in their blood because of that African and North African musical language that they're exposed to as young children, which is the layering of polyrhythms, that music is not a horizontal thing, it goes from A to B, is that everything happens in one instance in this like kind of a Rubik's cube kind of amazing polyrhythmic world. And I've always been fascinated. So yes, Dawn of Midi has been heavily influenced by that. If you've heard some of the stuff we've done, it's very polyrhythmic. And I've done other projects where there's elements of West African or Moroccan music incorporated in my composition. So yeah, no, it's a well of information. Yeah.
And this track we're about to listen to, Malma Hassaniya, I just love the way that, as you say, these polyrhythms, and some of them are so complicated. For me as a musician, I would be very challenged to play some of these. And these women are just, it doesn't sound difficult. It sounds like the easiest rhythm in the world. And yep, they've just effortless. Nailed it. Absolutely effortless. Wonderful stuff. Let's hear it. Malma Hassaniya and her band, and that's from a medley of popular songs, and you can find it and much more on the Moroccan Tapes website, whose founder, Amino Belyamani, is on the line from New York. So, Amino, if you don't mind me asking, is the website a business or is it a public service?
No, it's a public service. Well, for one, most of these tapes, I don't own the rights, and in fact, I have several times in the website the disclaimer written in big saying, you know, if you are one of these artists or represent them, please contact me and I will remove the content. But I think for the most part, if any of these artists really would see how it's displayed and the way I'm sharing it, I think they would be okay with it. But so far nobody has reached out. But yes, it's not a business, it's just to share this music.
And I think for many musicians, we just want our music to be heard and to for people to enjoy it. And
absolutely,
also these right now, you know, it's a very strange time, and I think that music in particular can have a role in helping people to deal with these times, to regulate or to entertain themselves. And you're in New York, how are musicians over there, including yourself, how are you responding to or adapting to the crisis?
Well, it's really tough. I mean, of course all the gigs are cancelled and anything related to music, really, because music is kind of that freelance job where, you know, so if you don't have anything set up, you have no work. So it's really tough. But, you know, there are a little, we tried this thing. It wasn't in New York. It was with a bunch of UK musicians. I don't know, Charles Hazelwood, you know, the Para Orchestra?
I certainly know him, yes.
And Adrian Utley from Portishead and a bunch of other people. We tried to do in C, you know, Terry Riley?
Yes.
Yeah, Terry Riley's piece in C. And we tried to do it in Zoom. And I did also another thing with another Gnawa musician in New York where he recorded a piece and then sent me the video. And then I played over it. So that also helped for the whole social distancing thing. So yeah, for that, we've been trying a few things here and there, but not much. So I'm mainly just doing stuff at home alone, you know?
So Amino, you've chosen one more track from the Moroccan Tapes website for us. Can you tell us what it is and why you chose it?
All right, the next track is from a fantastic group from the 70s called Limsheheb. Once again, another group from that era of Tegrupit, like we say, like the bands that were creating groups and fusing different traditional elements. And this track is called El Mnema, and it's really great because it starts off like kind of like the beginning of a 70s black exploitation movie or something like that, you know, with that trumpets and the horns, the funk. But it's Morocco has no funk in it. We have great music, but we don't have funk. And so it was like, what is going on? And there's a drum set, but without any cymbals. So it sounds kind of like Tony Allen from Fela Kuti, yeah. But this is Moroccan. And it was very confusing to me the first time I've heard this. And I think it's really fantastic because they're really unique, this band, in doing that, what I've just described, in taking actually really other traditions that transcend Moroccan traditions and incorporating with their Moroccan lyrics and stuff like that. So this track is a very good example of that. I mean, there are almost none other bands that use trumpets and brass in Morocco. So already that's very unique. So yeah, it's a really fun track, and listen especially to the drummer.
Last of today's top picks from the Moroccan Tapes website. And that was the pop, folk, unclassifiable 1970s sound of Limsheheb. We're going to leave Morocco now, but I'm sticking with the idea of glorious musical combinations and concoctions. This one's from Senegal, via Peckham in South London, where this album was recorded. And to my ears, there's a touch of Latin going on in there too. Here's the Awala Junt Band with Amandine.
La pluie
Wala Junt Band from the new album Yewulen, which means wake up. And what I'm going to play you next from the trio Fra Fra may sound like a bit of a jump. It's from their album Funeral Songs, but this is not a collection of laments. This music is celebratory, recorded completely live outdoors in northern Ghana by Grammy Award winner Ian Brennan. And it's the sixth release from his acclaimed Hidden Music series. And this is strangely joyous, so strong and so raw.
Chemuga, Ungwela chemuga ya, chemuga damu wala be, Ungwato na muga ya, kule palato na akumbi ya muga, Mba mwara kana kuruweche, Ngwela chemuga tanda, Ungwela chemuga tanda, Kule pala chemuga tanda, Yanyani chemuga tanda, Ngwela mna, Mwara na wala, Chimong, Long dem woman. Mboja bebe. Mboja waka. Nangwa yemriye dem bebe. Nangwa yemriye dem bebe. Jemme wajo kabala mamnya.
interesting approaches from two Glitterbeat releases there. Tuareg guitar band Tamikrest almost breaking out into rhythm and blues licks. And before that, you heard Orphans from the Fra Fra album Funeral Songs. I'm going to scale things down a bit now, though. Going to one man, one instrument, although it does have 74 strings. You're about to hear an instrumental exploration of the ballad Lucy One, which is one of various meditations and explorations of traditional themes from Andrew Cronshaw's new album, Zithers.
Thank you.
the sound of British multi-instrumentalist Andrew Cronshaw's 74-stringed fretless zither. And those variations on the traditional ballad Lucy One can be found on his new album Zithers. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and today is Zimbabwe Independence Day. On this day, the 18th of April, back in 1980, the country gained independence from the British, replacing the name of Southern Rhodesia with that of Zimbabwe. So it seems fitting to finish with something from this week's classic artist, Thomas Mfumo, also known as the Lion of Zimbabwe. Mfumo was born in 1945 and lived a traditional rural Shona lifestyle until his family moved to the township of Mbare when he was 10. And those early years and the traditional music of the Shona were a big influence. Even in his later albums, you can often hear the Ngoma drum and the Mbira, or the sounds of the Mbira transferred to the electric guitar. And you know, drawing on his own musical traditions and singing in his own language were political statements. And on top of that, Mfumo's lyrics were all about what was going on around him, the problems in the rural areas, young men heading into the bush to fight, and that real sense of indignation at white rulers who'd systematically devalued Shona culture for generations. The guerrilla fighters at the time had taken the name Chimurenga, which roughly means uprising or struggle, and Mfumo decided to call his new sound Chimurenga music. Thomas Mfumo has spent decades recording and performing incendiary music with Blacks Unlimited and with others, internationally and at home, until it was no longer safe for him to be in Zimbabwe, and he moved his family out to the United States, where he's lived ever since. Thomas Mfumo recorded well over 20 albums with Blacks Unlimited, and from 2002's Chimurenga Rebel, here's Chemutengere.
One day, one day, one day, one day.
this week's classic artist Thomas Mupfumo of Zimbabwe, ending Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Felix Carey. And now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Rumble in the Jungle!
Hello and welcome, I'm Kevin Legrand, and on the show today, concert highlights from trumpeter Theo Kroeker. But we kick off with new music from a great bassist, Christian McBride, which centres on the era of civil rights. Here's Rumble in the Jungle. Ooh, 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 ooh.